KJAN Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's clear and 52 degrees in Atlantic. And again, we look for sunny skies here today with a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In state news, Iowa is trying a new anti-bullying policy in some school districts this year with plans to take it statewide. Iowa school districts on average reported less than 2% of their students had been bullied in any given year since the state passed its anti-bullying law in 2007. National averages are 30% or more. The law requires school districts to record and report any incident of bullying and take any action the school takes because of the incident. Administrators have four categories to choose from when they record a reason for bullying: physical attributes, race or ethnicity, real or perceived sexual orientation, and other. The pilot policy has 17 categories and includes electronic bullying. News time is 9:01.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
Congressman Bruce Braley has been holding events outside of his first congressional district, prompting speculation he's thinking of running for governor or perhaps Senate. Braley is a Democrat, first elected in the Eastern Iowa District in 2006. He says he wants to develop more of a statewide influence, but he notes that his appearances also reflect the fact that after redistricting added new counties to his district, he needs to make use of Des Moines media to reach some constituents. Activists from both parties think that Braley is looking toward the future. Democratic strategist Ron Parker says there is a buzz that Braley has higher aspirations. And former Republican Party of Iowa head Richard Schwarm says he thinks Braley is positioning himself for a Senate run if Democrat Tom Harkin decides not to run in 2014. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin blasted the country's permanent political class and their crony capitalism. And while Palin did not use her Saturday afternoon speech in Iowa to jump into the presidential race herself, she did warn voters to survey the rhetoric and records of the current 2012 presidential candidates of her own party.
Folks, you know that it's not enough to just change up the uniform. If we don't change the team and the game plan, we won't save our country.
She spoke for about 40 minutes Saturday and spent the chunk of her address outlining what she said were her own real solutions to the country's economic problems.
My plan is a bona fide pro-working man's plan, and it deals in reality. It deals in the way that the world really works.
Palin's chief economic proposal is to the total elimination of the corporate income tax. She ridiculed the country's political elite and praised what she called the sleeping America that awakened and became the Tea Party movement.
You got up off your couch. You came down from the deer stand. You came out of the duck blind. You got off the John Deere, and we took to the streets, and we took to the town halls, and we ended up at the ballot box. And as much as the media wants you to forget this, Tea Party Americans won an electoral victory of historic proportions in November.
Palin briefly rebuked 2008 Republican presidential candidate John McCain, who picked her as a running mate, for publicly reciting a Wall Street Journal editorial that criticized Tea Party activists as hobbits. Saturday's rally was organized by an Iowa-based group called Tea Party of America, but the event drew people from many other states who sat through a midday downpour waiting for Palin to speak. Governor Terry Branstad has appointed a committee to raise money for a Norman Borlaug statue in the U.S. Capitol. The 7-person committee named Thursday can accept gifts, grants, and other funds toward the statue of the Cresco native known as the Father of the Green Revolution. Borlaug is credited with saving an estimated 1 billion lives with his advances in wheat science. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, Presidential Medal of Freedom, and Congressional Gold Medal. Iowa lawmakers recently approved honoring Borlaug with a statue in the U.S. Capitol's National Statuary Hall collection. Borlaug's statue will replace a bronze replica of another Iowa resident, former U.S. Senator and Secretary of the Interior James Harlan. The Harlan statue will return to Iowa. Delta Dental of Iowa recently celebrated hitting $1 million in its investment in a program that helps pay off loans for dentists who agree to practice in areas of the state where there is a shortage of dental care. Delta Dental Government Relations Director Susan Heckenleibel says that dentistry is still a cottage industry where one or two people usually start a practice.
Therefore, when dentists come out of practice, out of school, some have considerable amount of debt, educational debt, and then they go to look to set up a practice or buy a practice, and that is an additional, certainly an additional expense that they have to incur. And
the loan program gives them help with their costs in exchange for practicing in an underserved area.
It requires the dentist to take 35% of their patient base to underserved population. And really what it is laying a foundation of a mixed population of patients that will be coming into their office and being provided a service, and they still are able to be successful and keep their doors open and be able to provide services for many years to come.
The Department of Public Health has designated 69 of Iowa's 99 counties as dental shortage areas. Heckenleibel says several factors determine that designation.
Low population, geographic area of the population versus a dentist, a local dentist, also the Medicaid population and are they receiving services, dental services in those areas. So those are things that we look and review on an annual basis with the Department of Public Health, Iowa Department of Public Health, and make sure that we are addressing the current needs in our state.
Heckenleibel says helping the dentists practice in these areas is a win-win for everyone.
It's a win for the economy in rural Iowa. It's a win for the community to have a health care access, to have a reduced retail leakage, so that you're not going to the next county over to seek your dental care. And then you might be buying your gas there. You might be doing other things. So those are certainly issues that come into play. And then, you know, the third is maintaining good oral health in the community.
The program started in 2002, and Heckenleibel says they've successfully recruited 18 private dentists to practice in rural areas across the state with a retention rate of 83%. With a surplus of hay in Iowa and a shortage in the Southwest, a Clovis, New Mexico pastor is working to bring hay to area farmers and ranchers in need. Pastor Benita Knox of the Trinity Lutheran Church says they're gauging the need. She says the issue of moving surplus hay to shortage areas came up when an Iowa farmer was seated next to a Texas rancher during a mid-August nationwide gathering of Lutherans in Florida. The conversation grew to a plan which is now known as Haylift. Knox says she jumped at the chance to include the Eastern Plains in the relief effort, and now she's putting out a call to the community to tell her how much hay is needed so that she can report back by Tuesday morning. And the hope of saving butternut trees in Iowa rests with the trees that appear to be healing from a fungal disease that has all but wiped out the species in Iowa. A state survey showed that Iowa has lost nearly 95% of an estimated 1.5 million butternuts since 1990. The butternut canker fungus has been deadly to trees throughout its range east to the Atlantic Ocean and down to the start of the Deep South. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is working with agencies in Indiana, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Vermont, and scientists at three universities to harvest genetic material from the best native butternuts and reproduce it in hopes of growing butternuts that can resist the canker fungus. Taking a look at world news of this hour, Congress is reconvening this week for what could be a painful confrontation over how to put Americans back to work. Lawmakers returning after a month-long recess are in accord on at least one thing, and that is the jobs policies must be at the top of the agenda. But there's little hope that they will be able to put aside their differences long enough to come up with legislation that makes measurable improvements either to the unemployment rate or Congress's dismal approval rating. Even the main attraction of the first week back, President Barack Obama's speech to a joint session of Congress, was put in place only after a fight between House Republicans and the White House over the timing of the primetime event, which has been pushed back a day to Thursday. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says both political parties must come together to attack slow economic growth and high unemployment. Solis says we do need everyone to be on board with President Obama as he tries to create a better hiring environment across the country. Solis said she doesn't want to give away what Obama will tell the nation in joint session of Congress Thursday night, but she said that he'll push programs to invest in infrastructure, special assistance to dislocated workers, and a continuation of payroll tax relief for middle-class workers. And Mexican federal police say they found a tunnel dug into a border storm drain that leads into the U.S. Federal police say the tunnel was presumably used to smuggle people into the country. It appears smugglers dug a lateral tunnel into a main drain. An exit on the U.S. side was hidden by a cover piled with dirt. The tunnel may have also been used to move illicit goods, but the police statement did not specify what goods. Police said Sunday the tunnel was found last Thursday in the Mexican border city of Nogales, across the border from Nogales, Arizona. They found it acting on information they received after discovering another tunnel in Nogales on August the 16th. News time is 9/11.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
And in our funeral announcements, Leroy Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Friday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Leroy Berg will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Richard Dick Erickson, age 81, of Griswold and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dick Erickson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Pauline Sandhorst, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Pauline Sandhorst will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Melinda Daman, age 88, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Melinda Daman will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 102-year-old Lenore Mock of Montclair, California, and formerly of Griswold, died August 28th. Graveside services for Lenore Mock will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Ethel Wood, age 88, and formerly of Rural Walnut, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ethel Wood will be held this Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Chuck William Keenan, age 70, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Chuck Keenan will be Wednesday at 11:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Murray Christopher Perdue, age 25, of Minneapolis and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday near St. Peter, Minnesota. A memorial service for Murray Perdue will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Seligren Liddell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak is assisting the family with arrangements. Victor Bauer, age 92, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Victor Bauer will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Fern Marie Brew, age 92, of Glendale, Arizona, and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for Fern Brew will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 82-year-old Ruby Anderson of Jefferson and formerly of Walnut died Saturday in Jefferson. Additional information is currently pending. 73-year-old Sharon Lauk of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield died Friday. Services for Sharon Lauk are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And 88-year-old George Bodie, a longtime rural Lewis resident, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for George Bodie are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.